Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yeah, check. Mic check, 1, 2, and 3. You already know what it is. Freedom of Mind podcast brought to you exclusively by Anchor.fm. Freedom of Mind, y'all.
Don't forget realism. Yeah.
Realism, independently, black owned, black empowerment. That's what we represent, man. Free your mind.
Yeah, man. You've been freestyling on here, man. I see, you know, you got a little freestyle on your little Speak Your Mind segment that's coming up next. What's up, man. Show everybody your skills, man. Unleash.
Man, it's unleash hype. Yourself. It's hype game, man. It's hype game. We got a new addition to the podcast. Just
right.
Tune in.
We got a guest on there. We got Yoshi. And, you know, he got his podcast, too. He gonna let you know about it. You know, he got 420 podcasts. That's on Anchor as well. And other, you know, podcast hosts. And hey, y'all, just tune in and hope you enjoy the show, y'all. Hope you enjoy this episode, y'all. Freedom of Mind.
Better lesson, free your mind.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is Yoshi Kant. So, you know, I left off the podcast talking about, you know, humanity and what is the end game of humanity, because that's a lot of the things that really just kind of come to my mind. You know, I studied philosophy, and when you study philosophy, you talk about and you examine and you analyze politics, economics, society, eco-social problems, and everything else that goes with all these things. But at the end of the day, I feel like that's just the tip of the iceberg. And if you really want to think about what all this is coming to, especially for humanity, it's the end game. Like, what are we moving toward? What are we trying to gain? What are we trying to get to? What is the end goal? And, you know, I feel like a lot of people, if you're religious, your end goal is obviously just to be a good person. The world's going to do what the world is going to do. Be moral, be just. And then God will reward you with eternity. And you're going to live forever. I don't really know what you're going to do in eternity. I don't know. You know, I even remember being a kid asking my mom, like, so I die, I go to heaven. So what will I do in heaven? You know, will I have my video games? She says, no, you won't have those. It's like, well, will I have my toys? No, you won't have those. Will I have my bicycle? No, you won't have those. And I just went through a whole list of things. And she was like, you'll have none of this. And I was like, well, what in the hell am I going to do in heaven? And she was like, be with your family. And I was like, wow, I don't even like most of my family. I was like, that sounds like hell if I have to spend eternity with a bunch of people that I don't like. And so the whole idea of heaven to me was weird. It didn't make any sense. But then later, as I became more in tune with not just this idea of either there's earth and hell and heaven, these are the three options, but I sat and thought about, like, well, look, obviously the universe has existed billions and trillions of years before I existed. And obviously the universe is going to exist billions and trillions of years after I exist. Now, even though us as single individual humans are going to, you know, we're going to be born and we're going to die. We're going to be born, we're going to be die. But what about us as a species? And not just us as a human species, but us as an evolutionary species, meaning, are we going to just go extinct and that's going to be the end of humanity and everything that we've built and all the progress that we've made, if you want to call it progress? I know a lot of people think, you know, destroying the planet is not progress, which I would agree. But I would say, you know, environmentally positive progress is what I think we should achieve. But if you ask, as humanity continues to progress, are we going to survive or are we going to cause ourselves to go extinct? I mean, we're already causing many other life forms to go extinct on this planet just by our own behavior and our own nature. So is that it? Is that the end game? Just live your best life until our species goes extinct? Or is there something more? Is there something else that we could obtain to? And I would say, listen, the goal for our species is to hand the baton. This is like a relay race. It's to hand the baton to our next evolutionary descendants, meaning what are humans going to evolve into? Because we're not done evolving, obviously. And some people will say that we're going to merge with technology and we'll become these things called Homo machinus, half machine, half human, half biological, half synthetic. And then we'll continue to go on from there. But we all know the fate of the universe. We all know what's going to happen. We know that according to the most intelligent scientist out there, that the sun, it's going to get big, 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 big. Eventually, it's going to eat all the planets. Well, not all of them, but the first three at least. And so Earth will no longer be our home. And in fact, even if the sun didn't do that, we can't live on this planet forever. We have to continue to go out there and get resources. So what we want to say is that if humanity and our evolutionary descendants ought to survive past this planet, then we have to get off this planet. This planet cannot sustain us forever. But what does that mean as in how we should live our day-to-day lives? What does that mean as an individual who is a finite being? Like, what should you do in your life such that maybe your life is going to help our species' life and our evolutionary descendants' life to remain in existence? And I think it was even, they had some artificial intelligence supercomputer that was created by Google, and they even asked it, what is the meaning of existence? Not just the meaning of life, because life, I think, is just a subset of existence. But what is the meaning of conscious existence? And it's to live forever. That's what it said. It said to exist forever. The whole purpose of existence is to continue existing. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of people who are nihilists. They're going to say, well, you know, it's better off if we don't exist. It's better off for there to be nothing. Or, you know, that's the whole point, just to go back to nothing. You know, there's something for a little bit, but the real true state of universe is to not exist, for nothing to exist, for there to be an eternal infinite void. And that's the way it is because I'm a nihilist. And I, you know, I don't agree with nihilism, but at the same time, I don't believe that there is a God out there who has set up heaven and hell and all of those things for us to be judged upon. Like, I don't believe in all that either. But I believe, you know, in what I call immortalistic nihilism, where I say, listen, we don't have to just say that the end is the end, that everything is meant to go back to the void and to the darkness. No, 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 no. I believe what Michio Kaku has said, which is that nothing is impossible. Everything is an engineering problem. And if we can engineer ourselves out of the void, out of the infinite state of nothingness, then that's the whole point of existence. It's to avoid nothing, because there's no point in nothing. Nothingness cannot produce anything. And in fact, the big mystery of the whole universe is, how is it that we even came from nothingness? And even if reality and all of universes are nothing but a cyclic model of nothingness to something, goes back to nothingness, goes back to somethingness. But if there's no continuation of information, then that's still pointless. Because if you're going to lose all the information that you created just to have to start all over again, then that's pointless. So the goal would be to save information, to keep information going, to keep informational complexity growing. And it seems that's what the artificial intelligence is telling us the whole point of the game is. So the end game is to find a way such that any being or existence that comes into being or in existence should stay in being or existence as long as this thing is not causing a radical increase in entropy. Because it's when you increase entropy is when you destroy systems that are literally living on a razor's edge. And I would say that any being or existence that is causing an increase in entropy should, A, stop doing that. And if they don't stop, then there is no purpose for you to exist. I mean, you don't really have a point to exist if all you're existing for is to create entropy in other systems. The goal would be to slow down entropy and, dare I say, reverse entropy, which I know, you know, according to the laws of physics, that's impossible. It's impossible to do. It will never happen. But you can slow down entropy. And in fact, you can slow down entropy so much that you can extract a shit ton of information out of a slight increase of entropy, and you can save that information and keep that information preserved while at the same time not completely destroying the systems that build that information. So the end game of humanity, I would say, is we got to continue to work together. We've got to put all of these issues that we have with each other to the side. I'm not saying that it's not important. There's a lot of people who are suffering and in misery and being oppressed and all of these things, but we've got to come to an agreement that, hey man, we should love each other. We are one human species, and our ancestors had to endure so much to get us here. and it would be a damn shame for us to throw it all away. It's a spit in the face of our ancestors to throw all of the things that they've suffered through to get us to where we are today. It's a spit in their face for us to throw it away over ignorant bickering and not being able to come together and say, listen, man, let's all work to make each other's lives better and to make our descendants' lives better. But, you know, that, I don't know, that's my thing, man. That's all I want to say. But, guys, you can check me out, 420 Stoner Dude. I am really into marijuana culture, so I'm hoping to start my own marijuana brand. So I'll give a shout out to Ray, and man, thanks for having me on. Maybe I'll be on again sometime soon. Peace out, guys.
What's up, everybody that's tuned into now Freedom of Mind podcast. This is Giovanni Ray for the Speak Your Mind segment. I'm just going to freestyle real quick, so tune in. So I'm taking it back to a Q45 Infinite, a big plan. You know, the sky's the limit. Brandon's in the garbage and the lives are ended. Police still abusive, so let me be specific. Minority and black lives are missing. I'm taking a knee, refuse to be treated different. Our souls will never be diminished, belittled, but our royals were Egyptian. Napoleons, they were shocked at how we was living. Jealousy, pillage of innocent women and children. I could paint a picture most vivid. Brown men in the sand, the good book was fiction. False stories and gimmicks from royals of privilege. And I will not stop, and I am not finished. The need to have history rewritten. COVID was spreading. The lives started ending, the virus of a deadly weapon. I had many questions, here's my intuition. One of the greatest in the league, that crash suspicious. Actors and all, 2020 was very vicious. I'm playing 007 on a mission, hoping to speak up and young ones can listen and make a change, so let's make a difference. Word up, man. Giovanni Ray.
Okay, speaking my mind. Point blank simple. I'm not voting for Trump. I plan on voting. Yeah, I'm voting for Biden. Not the biggest fan of Biden, but, you know, I'm not too familiar with other candidates. And the main thing is, honestly, is voting Trump out, man. We can't have that guy in there, man. That guy's terrible. But, you know, am I going to benefit off of it? I doubt it, but it's about the country right now. It's about the government. It's about everything else, you know. And I really believe that this country is in danger if Trump continues to be president for another 4 years. It'll slowly go down the drain. And I don't know any other place. And speaking of that, I wouldn't mind moving to Africa. I wouldn't mind doing that. But guess what? I've never been there. I don't have a passport. Plan on getting one, of course. Probably should have been had one, but, you know, things happen. My focus was on other types of things in life. But, you know, definitely want to go to Africa and different places there. You know, maybe, you know, Ghana, South Africa, or, you know, definitely, you know, Ethiopia, Egypt. Wouldn't mind to, you know, checking out that new, you know, the Akon, the upcoming Akon city, you know, things like that, you know, and make up my mind, you know, like, you know, is this where I want to be? You know, regardless, America could be back on track or doing better or whatever, but still, you know, because, you know, I want to feel back at home. You know, I did my DNA and, you know, I got a lot of ties to Nigeria. Nigeria is also another place I wouldn't mind going. You know what I'm saying? You know, so there it is, man. You know, just a little bit of me speaking my mind. And I encourage anybody to speak their mind. You know, it's therapeutic. It really is, man. And, you know, you get on a mic and, you know, you just start just putting your thoughts out there. It really is, you know. And to me, that's the communication, whether it's with everyone else, which is probably better instead of just yourself. Communication outwardly, it's therapeutic, and to me, it can solve a lot of things. It can solve a lot of unknown things. I think a lot of things that people didn't understand or misunderstood. You know, one of the things is racism. Racism is a big problem in this society is hidden, is downplayed, like it's not. And it's one of the biggest issues in this country. And yes, that is another reason why I don't want to vote for Trump. So marinate on that. All right, y'all, it is the main subject of the day. You know, we still don't have a name for it. I don't know what the hell to call this segment, but it's the main damn subject, damn it.
All right.
So, I want to introduce y'all, our guest on the show, Yoshi. Yoshi is, he got his own unique opinion about a lot of things. You know, when I first ran into him, you know, on social media, man, he got me off the wrong way. I'm like, well, wait a minute. And then, you know, then I started respecting him because he got his own opinion and I got my own opinion and not everybody agreed with me. So yeah, y'all. Welcome, Yoshi, y'all.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Man, just trying to make it, man.
So this election's coming up, huh?
November. Oh yeah, it's coming up, man.
Yeah, man, I'm under this impression that it's going to be crazy no matter who wins.
Yeah,
we're going to see outrage on social media. And for me, I'll be in Mexico City when all this is going down.
Mexico City?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on in Mexico City, man?
Well,
if you don't
I
mind me asking.
Out there. Yeah, no, man, I got some friends out there. It's like, I got a friend here in Los Angeles, and she's from Mexico City. So I told her I was going to be out there to get some dental work because, you know, the dental work in America is astronomically high. But you can go down to Mexico and get
straight up
just the best dental work. I mean, just as good as anywhere else for a fifth, a sixth of the price.
Oh yeah, you know what?
So, and
that's some good knowledge you spit, man. Because I'm trying to get some dental work, man, and it's like it's hard to even get anything done, man. Because we busy negotiating. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm trying to sell a car. They're trying to sell a car to me or something. You know, it's all this negotiation going on. Like, are we litigating? Are we in court? So it's like, you know, we got to get that. We got to get that situated before they even get the damn work done.
I know. Yeah, that's the thing, man. In America, the prices are so high. I think it's because, you know, these dentists have to end up spending a lot of money up front to get their practice, to run their practice, to get the education. So they're going to now charge, you know, exorbitant prices just to get work done. But I'm getting my six top teeth done. That's going to cost me $2,000 in Mexico City. In America,
nice.
It's $12,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, so, $12,000. I think you being a little bit cheap, too. You probably need to add another tenth on that. You know what I'm saying? Probably like 20,000. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, at some of these places. Yeah, man. What you think about that, Giovanni? Man, what's your take on all that on this dentist stuff going on, and just the medical?
On health insurance, mainly, it's always been a system where it's on a Libra scale, so it's a balancing tip, right? So it goes high, and it goes low sometimes, especially with Medicaid, with Medicare, and all these other type of programs. There's high policies that you might pay into that you're not getting the full extent of these policies in HMOs. You're paying for, like he said, you're paying for the practice, right? These doctors that get $5,000 just to take your child from you when you're giving birth, and all they really do is come in the room for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, they don't do much.
Your insurance might cover you for half of that, and then the rest you're paying for. So I still feel like, there is an uneven balance, especially in America. So if you have to go outside of that, outside of your comfort or whatever, outside to another country, I mean, that's the reason why most of our manufacturers did that with their companies. I mean, it's just cheaper.
I mean,
it's just cheaper out in the States. I don't know why, but I mean, I don't look at this country as a country, it's a business. So,
most definitely.
We're in a country now that is a business. America is a business up front.
It's probably been that way since definitely after the Great Depression, you would think?
America's been corporate around the Industrial Revolution and even before that with the taxation from Great Britain. So we've always had policies to follow. We've always had imports and exports. We've had all of this political nonsense that we're in still. And it's a checks and balance. It's it's a point where I'm not for any side because I'm an independent, but
okay,
something's got to give.
You kind of touched on the political thing now. Okay,
because yeah, something's got to give. I mean, I'm not mad at the one percenters that most of them are Republicans. I'm not mad at the Democrat side for, yes, they are trying to change things. They are trying to make difference for the social class, which is the lower class people, the hardworking 9-to-5 citizens like myself. But do I know what type of policies that we need to interact for the future? No, because we have a lot of shit.
Do they know or do they care?
They do know. We have a lot of things to be considered between the economy, global warming, a lot of things that are going on.
Okay, global warming. You know, does enough people give a shit about global warming? People kind of think like that's like some kind of science fiction or some type of deal like that.
See, that's the problem, man. Most people don't even consider that. And what it is the psychology. Because humans, we have a hard time assessing long-term threats. Like, we are all about what the problem is today, what the problem is tomorrow, maybe what the problem is next year. But when you're talking about 10 years, 20 years, you know, your grandkids are going to deal with this. Humans, we're not equipped, I don't think, mentally to even put anything into action. Because most people, man, they're trying to get through day-to-day life. I'll give you guys a little short anecdotal story.
Okay.
I was on the train back to Long Island from New York talking to my brother. And I was talking about what I got to do, you know, for the next year, for the next 10 years. And this lady was listening. She goes, you know, I've been just thinking about what I'm going to cook for dinner and how I'm going to get my kids get their homework done before, you know, they got to be sent off to school the next day. Like, they're not thinking about these long-term problems because they're, you know, wrestling with what are they going to do when they get home? Like, how are they going to get the kids in bed? How are they going to, you know, get the bills paid? How are they, you know, this, that, or the other? And I think that's why we're having a hard time getting everybody population on board.
That's a great point, man. But, you know, sometimes people can't afford that. Right. You know, maybe people can't, certain people, you know, send, you know, this is a money game, man. And, you know, a lot of things are determined based off of economy. So, you know, people don't have it, you know, you can't afford it. You know, like you said, this lady, you know, she got to raise her kids and she got bills to pay. And, you know, since she got to eat, you know, so she don't have the money to go and, you know, and pay in advance of food or.
I think the most accurate statement is just basically like pick up a book and read, right? So, you know, I'm from back east, so I used to just be into a lot of the science that was around me. I had a lot of museums, a lot of natural history museums. I'm talking about articles that tell you about, you know, what's going on with NASA, why they're studying on Mars and all these different planets to see if they can find water, if life can grow, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you start to read these things and you wonder why they're putting money behind things like that, or the government's doing that. And it makes you like wonder, right? Yeah. You start to read articles about the war going on in Azerbaijan versus Armenia. They're in a conflict between this one zone of land. And it's like Armenia is, you know, Russian side, and Azerbaijan is controlled by Turkey. Well, you know, they're, you know, with Turkey, and Turkey's right below
Turkey,
both of them.
Turkey, okay, Turkey government.
That's how the whole continent is, right? So you got Armenia on the left, Azerbaijan is a big, big, large to your right, and then you got Turkey below. Now, they've been controlled by many governments. If anybody's heard of the great genocide that happened with the Armenians in like
1915,
World War I, around that. This goes all the way back. And there's so much tension. Well, because they used to be part of the SSR.
Okay. USSR, okay.
There was just so much tension, and then now that there's this like little land, and they really don't like, they're done with the Soviet Union, you know, they're going through a lot of this democratic changes and all that. It's just like people don't realize like this is what set off World War One. This is what set off World War Two as well. You know, World War One, it only took one leader from, I think, Austria, got assassinated. That's what sparked World War One. So,
well, you know, this goes into like what I was even texting Ray about before we got on, and I was like, you know, what is the end game of humanity? And I think if you if you think about it in terms like that, you know, what are, obviously, man, nobody wants our species to go extinct. If you do, then, yeah, you know, you might be, because I have met people who are like, well, I think humans are the worst things on the planet. You know, we should all be wiped off. You know, they just have this kind of really anti-human view of the world. But for the most part, you're like, look, man, I don't want my damn species to go extinct. What is the end game?
Yeah.
But the end game is obviously survival till some point.
Right.
But we need resources.
Yeah.
We need resources to keep that going, and we know that these resources on the planet are limited. Like, we don't have, like, I'll tell you one thing that I know. We're running out of helium. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are, well, we don't need helium. Well, yeah, we do.
No, you're
we
tripping.
We need helium to run a lot of machines, like MRI machines, a lot of medical equipment.
Yeah.
But it's not just helium that we're running out of. Like, the very, you know, the rare earth metals that we use to construct all of our computing power, we're going to run out of that. And that's why we need to go to Mars, or we need to go and mine these asteroids. And so if we're not moving toward that, and we just keep on living on this planet and just using up all these resources, and
it's going to be gone, man. It's going to be gone before we know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, yeah. And so I think that's where and if the environmental catastrophes are coming, these things are coming. So we're running out of resources. Environmental catastrophes are coming. But the average person in the world, man, they're just trying to get through the day. They just trying to get to 5 o'clock and not get fired. And they're, you know, boss who is underpaying them and overreaching. Yeah.
But you know, you mentioned philosophy. You know, you philosophy major. So, you know, manipulation, man. Manipulation is a mug, man. To me, when you think about currency, to me, currency is a form of manipulation, because we can say, you know what, your money is no good. The U.S. dollar is no good. Fuck the U.S. dollar. You know what? I'm fucking with Bitcoin. I'm fucking with the Bitcoin. I'm going by A-coins. You know what I'm saying? I'm going by that. You know,
which is a better system, in my opinion, though.
Yeah. So, you know, when you have that much manipulation over people when it comes to currency, you know, and then also, you know, like me and you, we're all on social media right now. You know, the influence that social media has is crazy. I don't want to branch off into other subjects, but, you know, a lot of things are being exposed, if you know what I mean. It's extreme exposure right now. You know, like, we was wilding out when we saw footage on, you know, Rodney King and, you know, stuff like that or whatever. I mean, it was crazy right now. Now you see that. That was the tip of an iceberg. That was exactly what it was. So now you just, almost every day you see stuff going on, you know, stuff going on all around, and just in our country.
What do you think about manipulation in the media? Like, a lot of things.
It's crazy.
Personified.
The media has been manipulating people.
Oh, yeah.
Even Tupac was trying to warn us.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You know, yeah.
He was like, yo, you cannot listen, can't pay attention, because the media will control the narrative that they can turn anybody into a hero or a bad guy.
No doubt. In a matter of seconds, days, minutes.
Or they can manipulate natural causes like COVID. They can manipulate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Manipulate.
Yeah. Data. Just overblown it. And now, like, you know, the country is like really scared, you know, and it's like half and half. It's like some people are like, you know, or people are just using that, you know what I'm saying, for whatever it is that they want to control you at, you know. Yeah, so
now it's like, look, they put me out of work, like the COVID, you know. I was a consultant in New York City, and you know, and it has scared everybody. I mean, New York City is shut down. I mean, the economy might not even recover for years to come, and they even said my job is not going to be available for the next 2 or 3 years. But it's like why you can be safe and still keep your economy going. So that's why I'm really like confused, because I don't know that it was necessary to shut down the whole economy and already drive people further into poverty than they already were. I mean, most people are out here struggling, and you've now removed their ability to make money.
Yeah, because you know what? A lot of it has to do with just very few, you know, these billionaires. And it's like the economy is like...
And they've gotten richer.
And they've gotten richer because of COVID. Absolutely. Yeah, you look at the Amazon guy, man. I mean, this guy has more money than he can even control.
Well, like I said, it's all about checks and balances. It's that Libra skill. I mean, we can think about the Roman government way back in and the days of, you know, they had the Roman Caesars, like Julius Caesar and
all that. Constantine and all those guys, yeah.
The Senate is what controlled the public.
Mm-hmm.
It was a republic, right? Rome was controlled by a republic. The Senate is what controlled that. The Senate controlled the people. They controlled their minds. It did all this, you know? So it all goes back to a system that we're just using.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're manipulating the minds of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Landowners, which a lot of them were wealthy in Rome. They were called noblemen and things. They were owning estates. They were owning many properties and markets. But you see, the same system that we've practiced so many times in ancient civilization, and then now it's, you know, it's in the forefront. It's like,
oh yeah, I mean, you know, like some people say we moved away from feudalism, but we haven't. We just call it a different thing.
Right.
Like we're doing the same shit. We're just calling it different names.
Yeah.
Right.
And, I felt like when the COVID hit, they should have been like, listen, guys, there's a virus out there, but just be safe. Keep your distance. We're going to keep businesses open. We're going to keep working. Just wear your mask. Be safe. If you're coughing or if you're feeling ill, call in. But the fact of the problem is, because we have such this work-driven society that, you know, people feel like I should go to work even when I'm coughing or even when I'm feeling ill. No, we could have just played it safe. We could have kept our economy going and, like, stay home if you're feeling sick for a couple of days. But no, it was almost like all or nothing. It was like, shut the economy down.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, now you're making shit way worse.
Okay, now, you know, let's get more and more towards the political part about this, you know. So, you know, I got to blame a little bit of Trump, man. You know, I feel like he didn't really take action. He's not the leader who he claims to be or people think he is. He's a boss.
He's a game show host, this is what makes me mad. It's like, it's like, you know, look, I don't care if you like Trump or you don't like Trump. It's irrelevant, right?
Right.
But what I'm looking for is a leader.
There we go. Yeah.
And I'm trying to tell me, out of 300 million people in this country, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are the best two people.
No, hell no. No way. Come on. Yeah, I feel you on that. No way. Yeah. A leader is
supposed to be the best.
That's right. And like you said, there's too many damn people out here, you know what I'm saying? You know, to me, honestly, and people may not agree with me, the best candidate that we had, the last best candidate we had was Obama. But that's just my opinion, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, I know you're a Bernie Sanders guy. And hey, I voted for Bernie Sanders, man, you know, back when he was running. And that was the best guy at the time.
A lot of people don't like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
And what's weird is it seems to be a lot of the establishment Democratic voters who don't like Bernie Sanders. Like the ones who are going all in for Biden, like they're just as much in love with Biden as the Trump voters are in love with Trump. And and these are the guys that have given the most pushback on Bernie Sanders. Mm. And, you know, they call him a socialist, a communist, you know, they say, well, give away all these labels. Shit. And I'm like, but, you know, I don't look at it like that. I just look at him trying to get us caught up with the rest of the industrialized world. I mean, we want to go back to insurance. You know, we didn't have the worst, you know, healthcare infrastructure ever. But and let me tell you, I've had good insurance from a good company I was working for in New York, and it still was horrible. They still said I had to pay half of this and didn't want to cover this and don't cover this. I remember I was like, yo, what's my vitamin D levels? And they were like, oh, your insurance don't cover vitamin D. Vitamin D is a hormone. It's one of the most important things that you need to know about in your body. In fact, vitamin D deficiency is one of the biggest problems that causes you to have health problems down the road. And people don't, but my insurance didn't cover that.
Don't cover like the important.
I had to pay out of pocket.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, that's straight up armed. That's just robbery, man.
I don't have insurance because I'm like, it's pointless to have. I was paying $300 a month for nothing. What did it cover?
Yeah.
Nothing. So, and I think Bernie Sanders was like, listen, we got to get rid of the middleman. The middleman is an insurance company.
Yes, it is.
It's their job to take the most amount of money they can and give the least amount of service.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, man. I feel like if you've got a job, you're better off finding a clinic or a doctor and working something out with the doctor. Just so having a one-on-one with the local doctor and say, hey, listen, I'm coming to you uninsured, but I'll work out payments. I don't care what I need to do. I would rather pay you directly than to pay this third-party middleman.
I
feel like that's what Bernie was trying to do.
Yeah,
he was trying to remove the middleman and just say it's you in your position.
And people are so stuck. Like people can't see that. People don't want to see that. And you know, I like to say that people are too judgmental, man. You know, like, you know, first of all, you know, if you don't have a whole lot of money, if your economy status is not up to par, it's like you get judged just because, you know, you bring in a lot of money. Like, look at Trump. You know, like, he was this great candidate, and you know, he might get reelected because of his money status. That's what a whole lot has to do with, and that's how people judge him. You know what I'm saying? And they don't care about him and the actions that he made and all that, and the stuff that he does and all that, which is just crazy outrageous. But this guy, you know, he makes a lot of money, and he can make us a lot of money. But people,
yeah, I mean, they look at him as a smart businessman. And
they do.
I can't wrap my mind around that. Bankrupt every company that you had your hands
on. Yeah. People don't see that, man. People don't see that. And then there's a difference between having $1 billion in the bank and being worth $1 billion. Yeah. There's a big difference with how much you're worth and how much you got. And
yeah,
he ain't got no $1 billion in the bank. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? But his name and the family that he came from and all that kinds of stuff, the stuff that he has possession of and all that, that's what how they calculate how much you're worth or how much they think, or Forbes or whatever think you're worth.
Where their argument breaks down is, they're like, oh, I support Trump because he's a smart businessman. Well, I can name you 5 businessmen right now that are smarter than him.
No doubt.
And you hate them. And you hate them. Jeff Bezos, you hate him.
Right, yeah.
Right? Mark Zuckerberg, you hate him.
Yeah.
Right? Elon Musk, you hate him.
Yep.
Warren Buffett, you hate him.
Yep.
Right? So
yeah,
if you were electing a president based off, you know, he's a smart businessman, then you would want to elect all these fools that you hate.
Telling you that part.
So, you know, and yeah, I just, when I see people's broken logic, man, that's when I realize, like, it's like what Sam Harris said, man, when you're dealing with somebody that's not dealing in logic because they're dealing in either absolutes or they're dealing in dogma, the conversation breaks down. You can't have a conversation.
That's real talk, man.
They're not trying to be logical.
Yeah. Yeah. Real talk, man.
Yeah. That, man,
yeah.
That's just how it is.
Real talk, bro. So, I assume that, you know, who are you going to vote this year, man, or?
You know, I've just now got my voting rights restored, man, because I got into trouble when I was younger and they took them away.
I
don't want to go into it, but you know,
you don't have to.
It was over something. It was something stupid and foolish.
Something real, okay.
It had something to do with my military or whatever, man. But you know, I got it restored, and you know, my intention was to go out there and vote for Bernie in the primary. They took that away from me because they canceled his primary. And so, you know, that kind of annoyed me. And then I wasn't really happy with Biden. And then everybody's going to say, if you don't vote for Biden, that's a vote for Trump. You know, and I'm like, well, I'm the hell is sure not going to vote for Trump. And I really don't feel comfortable with voting for Biden.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did find a candidate named Jade Simmons. And, you know, she's just an independent candidate. She's a black woman. And I feel like she has, I listened to her YouTube videos, and I know she really don't probably have a chance because this is the way the world works.
Yeah,
because
I've never even heard of the sister.
Exactly, man. But she's great.
Thanks to the media, right?
But I feel like if I voted for her, even though I'm voting for her knowing that that vote's not going to go anywhere, it's not going to have any pull, but at least I feel comfortable with who I'm casting my vote
and
for.
At least you voted. Yeah, you feel comfortable and you voted. Point blank, period. And you voted.
And you know, the thing is, like, I went all in for Bernie Sanders. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by all in. Meaning, if you come at me and you've got some problems with Bernie Sanders, I'm willing to stand up and defend Bernie Sanders.
You got
Sanders
his back.
As a politician, I got his back.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable defending my vote for either Biden or Trump.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I would even want to defend that.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be like, well, why'd you vote for Trump? Because he's not Biden?
Yeah.
Why'd you vote for Biden?
Hey, that's my honest truth, man. I plan to vote for Biden because I don't want Trump in there. And I know it's between those two. Those are the two main guys. And we just, we absolutely do not have, we can't have Trump in there, man. Trump is a hot mess. Not very bright. You know, I'm looking at who's the better candidate now. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking at. Cause I know it ain't going to benefit me. You know what I'm saying? But it's just for the sake of this country, man. I was born in this country. I live in this country. This is all I know.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we just can't have Trump in there, man. That guy is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that position.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, you know, it's like, we don't want Trump in there. And then, but just put it like this. If, say, Trump was not elected, like, say Trump was not the Republican, and it was Biden against somebody else, let's just say John Kasich, you know, mm-hmm. I might feel better voting for John Kasich than Joe Biden. Like Joe yeah. Biden, like when they showed the Democratic nominee, they showed the list. I mean, I gave you my list, but and Joe Biden landed at the fucking bottom. At the bottom, like he was the last Damn. Person that I wanted to choose.
So why don't okay? America's first. So why don't you want to fuck with Biden? You know what I'm saying? Like what?
I feel like his voting record is really bad. Like some of the things that he has said in the past and done. And I don't necessarily know, because they want to say, oh, he's grown as a person. He's changed Bullshit. As a person.
Yeah, right. He's and stuck in his ways. He's in his 70s. Stop it.
Stop it.
You That's know, him.
I think he's changed.
No.
I think he's pandering.
Yeah.
I think he's pandering to voters.
Yeah.
And
no doubt.
I think if he had it his way, mm. he would still be doing Joe Biden politics.
No doubt.
Like, I think he's going to do Joe Biden politics.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. It's kind of the unknown. Yeah. You can't guarantee
yeah,
I mean, that he's going to do right.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't guarantee it, you know, and I feel like now we're just voting for him because he's not Trump.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a fucked up thing to put it American is. Citizens in.
Absolutely, it you is.
Know? And why are we in this binary system when the rest of the world has already evolved past that?
Man. I
mean, if you go to France or if you go to
Hey, where did COVID spread? It spread from China, right? China yeah. doing all right. China ain't doing yeah. all this shit. We on lockdown and still on lockdown mode, and then China is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their approach yeah, to it, they took it. That's why I'm jumping on Trump again. Like, you know, China jumped on and they took it seriously. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and Trump didn't. But and I tell you this, like, you know, it's you know, people say the president is a puppet and all that or whatever. Well, damn it, be a puppet. Be Pinocchio. And just at least pretend like, you know what I'm saying, you give a shit.
But Trump's not a science guy, man. He don't know anything about science. You know,
we've
elected a game show host, and a guy who is scientifically illiterate, and it's almost yeah. like what Sam Harris said. He goes, man, that if you had to choose between picking Trump as a person that's going to be your leader, or just choosing a lottery, just a random lottery of American citizens, he was like, I feel like I might just take the random lottery.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Let's just take a chance
me too. Yeah, you just the whole hat in the bag, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, the whatever, in the hat, and you know, and just pull the car out and see what you can get. Hey, as long as it ain't Trump. That's what I'm saying. That guy is that horrible to me. Like he is horrible, man. He really is.
He reflects a lot of anti-science that goes on to this country, man. I mean, look, even when this virus hit. I'm gonna tell you right, like I'm a science nerd, man. You know, I'm about to go back to school for environmental engineering.
Nice.
And nice. You know, I pay attention man. To the scientific Do community. Yeah. I knew about this COVID shit before anybody else because I pay attention, man. I'm keyed into the scientific community.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about this shit in November, right?
Yeah.
Now I remember, you know, paying attention to the reports and blah 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 coming out of China, and I remember telling everybody around me, "Hey, man, this thing is gonna hit." And it's gonna hit hard, and people just literally laughed at me. Ah, Yoshi, you just a paranoid. You know, you got your nose too into science. And the problem yeah. is, most people don't have their nose into science. There's a huge scientific illiteracy in
it
this
is.
Country, and this is why yeah. Donald Trump don't take climate science serious. I mean, dude, he just said in the debates, what did he say? We need to go yeah. out there and what sweep the forest so they don't catch on fire. Come on, man. I was just out there in the forest. I was just at Yellowstone. You try to tell me you're going to sweep these man. You ain't up to sweep. Man, you don't even understand what you're talking about.
No, he don't.
You can't sweep the forest. You can't do that.
You can't tell him that, though. You can't tell him that. You can't tell him nothing.
These fires are a direct cause from climate change. I said, we still got hurricanes right now. It's October. Hurricane season is supposed to be over. Like, everything yeah. that these scientists have predicted about what's going to happen with climate is happening. And what they said is there's going to be an increase in events and a more severity in events. So that means forest fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, yeah. all of this inclement weather that's going to occur is going to occur more frequently and more intensified.
I feel that.
More intensified, I guess you could say.
Yeah, yeah, yo. So yeah, we gotta kind of wrap it up and.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
But hey, man,
conversation went easy.
It's great having you, man, on the show, bro. I appreciate
that, man.
And hey, man, you know you want to be on the show again, man.
Hey, man, I'll let you know. And I'm, you know, I'm getting my, definitely, my 420 with Yoshi podcast going. So
there we go. Yeah, check that out. 420. It's on Anchor too, right?
Yeah, it's on Anchor. It's 420 with Yoshi. I'm starting a store, which is 420stonerdude.com. It's up there. I'm gonna just really be selling merch, like anything related to the cannabis and cannabis use. Because really, man, I'm all about the cannabis, man. I was gonna blaze one right now, but I didn't have it with me, so. You know, but you okay, guys can check that out as well, man.
All right, all right, all right, man.
Merchandise and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, man. We'll get out of here.
Okay, so you want to do your speaker mind or...